Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAPI-owned brands right now, like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. Plus, you can support college access and student access when you donate online to round up in-store to APIA scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Sheer.
Hi, Nicole.
This is Best Friends, a podcast.
Yes, this is Best Friends, a podcast.
How are you today?
I'm good. I am good today. The bees are not done. We're not done with the bees.
Have your Africanized bees radicalized? Are they marching?
There's a whole revolution. It's getting extreme out there.
Oh, no. What's happening?
So we kept calling the company. They never got back to us. They straight up ignored our phone calls. And so I asked around and finally got some names of some more natural. That's what I thought. It sucks because you try to do your research and mm-hmm. this place had the word green in the name. So it's have you heard this term green fishing, where people are claim that something's green or natural, but it's actually not. They're just anyone could put the word green in their name. Yeah.
That's so wild.
Yeah. And I was reading all these reviews of the company and most of them were good, except there were a few very bad ones that are very similar to our experience where they're they didn't take the whole hive or And I think it's really just this one kid, which sucks because I think it's a family business. And I think they wanted to get their son in the business, but his heart's not in the game. And so he's he just does not care. So that one review was this kid who looks like a teenager came. He took the hive. But then I drove down the road and saw the hive thrown at the side of the road. So he just tossed it. As opposed to relocating it, which is what they promised they would do.
So your bees might not even be in Santa Clarita.
They may not be in Santa Clarita. That's what we were promised. I hope.
No. Oh, but no.
I know. And so, yeah, we're going to leave a bad review. But they just we're I guess we'll stop calling them because they're never going to get to us. And then we call this other bee lady who, sounds great. I called her and she was like, hey, I'm in San Francisco roller skating right now. And I'm like, cool. And she's like, well, I'll be back in a couple days. And we're just chatting about skating for a minute. And I was like, well, you sound great. And then there was a day where she couldn't come. And she's like, I broke a toenail while I was skating. So I could come. And I was like, no, take care of your toenail. The bees will still be still be here. Come later. And so she came yesterday and was like, it's good that you called because they didn't take all of the hive. And even if these bees did leave, new bees could come and form a new hive. Insane. So she took everything out, sealed up all the holes, and she'll be back in a couple of days because their bees are still here and they're confused because they're why can't I go inside? And so I think she said they're going to huddle together or something, and she's going to come back and basically just scoop them up and bring them to the bees that she keeps. And there's a queen that needs descendants, servants, I don't know.
Sure.
Subjects. and so she's going to bring them to that queen. But it has been a journey.
I mean, this has been a full-blown ordeal and truly harrowing.
harrowing.
Because if this kid, this teen whose heart's not in the game, honestly, write the pilot.
No, mommy, I don't want to be a beekeeper. I want to be.
You come from a long line of beekeepers.
I don't want to be a beekeeper. Granddaddy was a beekeeper. Granddaddy's granddaddy was a beekeeper. Not me. Not Devin. I want to be an astronaut. I don't know.
But like, if he's just throwing the hive close to the where it was, won't the bees just figure out how to get back home? Maybe that's what's happening probably to your bees.
Oh, probably. The hive's probably not that far.
Oh, my God.
And it's also like, why wouldn't this company, because I know the company reads the reviews because they responded to some people. And then some people were like, oh, they did come back and fix the issue. But why wouldn't they read it and be like, oh, clearly our son's not. Our son's the problem. He shouldn't be still doing this.
I think like parents have this weird allegiance to their kid.
Yeah.
Cause like, I get you're like, cause you know, people put bumper stickers on their very expensive cars that are like, my kid's on the honor roll. Who fucking cares? How is that information helping me when you stop short at a stop sign? Like, just go. Who cares? Yeah. I think parents just like love their kids and just don't want to believe that they're bad, you know?
I guess. But like, have him shadow. Like, the parents should also be here. Like, train him a little bit more. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have all the skills yet.
This will sound awful, but like, I've watched some documentaries on like kids who kill. And they'll be like, I woke up and my daughter was, you know, standing over my bed with a knife. Return it to sender. Do you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you have to like really love a kid to keep it and work through that. That sounds bad. Sounds terrible. But if a kid tried to kill me, I'm taking it somewhere.
I feel like there was like a really big article like a few years ago where a mom was writing about her like psychopath child or something like that. Or my kid has taken tests to prove that they will grow up to be, they could grow up to be a serial killer. And it was just interesting, like, what do you do when you have that information so early?
Allegedly, you can love it out of them. I think that's what I read. It's like, you just show them, you help them mimic. Because I think when you're a sociopath or a psychopath, it's like, you don't understand human emotion because, like, you don't have empathy. I think I could be butchering this. You know, your friend only skims an article or half pays attention to things she's watching. But I think you can, like, love it out of them. But I couldn't. Yeah. And I think it's a good choice that I've made that I'm not going to have kids. Yeah. Because I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't love the serial killer genes out of a kid.
Cause like I'm not motherly. I'd be like, what are you doing with a knife? You're gonna kill me? You live here for free. Are you kidding? Take it back down to the kitchen.
He's like, all right, I won't kill my mom, but I'll kill everybody else.
She's right. She does pay for me to live. Yeah, I can't do that. But man, the bees, my bees, I have bees in my backyard. And they keep trying to die. Like, John scooped one out of the pool. And I was like, just get him far away from the pool. But then he limped back to the pool. And I think he was trying to end it all.
Was this at night or in the day?
During the day.
Oh, I was going to say if it was night, maybe it was like attracted to the light. But.
Oh.
Because our bees are very much attracted to the light. To the point where we had to like. We had to like turn the oven light in the kitchen when we're making dinner. Cause if we turn on all the lights, they'll just come attack the window. And I know they can't get in through the window, but it's just horrifying to see all these bees just like jamming their heads against the glass.
They fly into the glass?
Straight up into the glass. It's like doop, 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 doop. And then they'll like crawl on top of each other. And I'm like, this is a horror movie.
This is truly wild. What a nutty thing. But that's what happens when you buy a house. All of the things are yours to deal with.
Yeah. And also the previous owner, she actually came by yesterday. I didn't see her, but she had to drop off some documents that she found as she was unpacking. And I, part of me was like, not afraid, but just like, I feel like she probably kept the bees here to help the garden or something. Mm-hmm. And there's like a clear hole now where the hive was. And I'm like, oh, I don't want her to see that hole. Cause they're not her bees anymore, but I just don't want her to, oh, you okay?
What happened? John Millheiser. You can't see him.
I can't see him. He's
creeped up to the door sunlight. With a pot Aww. Of coffee and just
that's
like
nice.
More coffee. I don't have
that's
a,
nice.
A mug. I would love more coffee.
Aw, thank you. That's very nice.
It was just a shadow. And I was like, yes. Who's here? And then I was like, what is he doing?
He was backlit from where I could see. So it was just truly a dark figure approaching you holding something.
More coffee?
He's a monster offering coffee.
I mean, what a nice That's treat. Nice. He was very good to me. He picked me up from the airport today.
That's very good. Yes.
Yeah. But like there was traffic on the way back. Was there traffic going to the airport, John?
No, it was pretty easy riding the whole way to the airport.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Thank you, John. What a treat.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, John.
Everyone says hi.
Have a good Wednesday.
People are listening and they're going to be like, what? How? Like, what is Nicole's home situation? Where people creep up behind sweet. Her and go, more coffee. I mean, very nice.
It was very nice.
Oh, it's so hot. Ow, my fingers.
It's piping.
I usually drink lukewarm coffee or like cold coffee.
I also have to wait for things to cool down. But I like everything temperate.
Yeah.
Right.
You're a room temperature diva.
Not too cold, not too hot. Just the Goldilocks of temperatures.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I like things cold. I'm a cold gal. Yeah, I really love ice cubes.
Oh.
They cool
Do you like chew
down.
On them?
Yes, but specific. I like the circular ones with the little hole in the middle. I like to chew on those. The ones that look like a wedge, I don't like chewing on them. They're too big. Mm-hmm. Coffee bean has some great ice cubes for crunching. They're just like already kind of crushed. Or no, they're circles. They're little circles.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order.
Black representation in the media means so much to me. I loved Whoopi Goldberg growing up, and I was like, oh, that's the woman who, like, she's got the same skin tone as me. She kind of looks like me, and I can do it. So honestly, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. Every episode is a living account of what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Listen to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Yeah, what else is going on? Have you decorated? What have you done in the home?
Let's see. We have been decorating. We've been going to a few estate sales, which has been really fun. Mm-hmm. We bought a bathroom cabinet, which fits perfectly. I'm so excited when that happens. And of course, it has bamboo around it because mm-hmm. I love having the outdoors, indoors. And the owner of the shop was like, I'm doing a estate sale in Pine Mountain Club, which is a town. It's called Pine Mountain Club, but it's a town.
But it's a town?
Yeah. And it's like an hour and a half away in California. And it's like a mountain town. And it's really cute and quaint. And we were like, well, you know, if nothing else, because it was a risk. There were no pictures of this estate sale. It's like, well, I'll just trust this man's word. But I was like, if nothing else, maybe there's hiking or something nice we can look at. Mm-hmm. And we went, great estate sale. This woman was like a antique collector. And we got some wood outdoor chairs that are like shaped in like a heart. It was really cute. And we got other outdoor chairs from a different estate sale that was down the road. It was like really fun. And we like ate Indian food that was vegetarian down the road. It was awesome. It was really nice.
That's nice. I've never been to I don't have good luck finding secondhand things. I have a very bad time doing it. It's hard for me. It is my cross to bear. It is my trouble. Yeah, I went to the fucking Rose Bowl flea market and I found nothing. I am looking for something very specific, though.
Oh, yeah. What are you looking for?
A laminate waterfall coffee table. It looks like a horseshoe that's been flattened on the top. So it's like from the 80s. It's very 80s. And I can't find one anywhere.
You've seen this before?
I've seen it before. I found one on Etsy, but it was too big. And then I found one on Instagram, but it sold too fast. And I would like it in purple, but that's proving to be even more difficult. I haven't seen one in purple. Yes. Give me on the keys.
Yes. Now I see.
Yeah. So the two pink ones go in. That fourth one in is what I want. Like a thick, thick arch. And they do sell like new ones, but I don't want to use a new one. I want a used one that's been loved.
That's a very specific thing. That's like, who knows if it's going to be at someone's home or not.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We shall see. Maybe I will find it, but maybe I will not. I got a new tattoo.
I saw, yes.
The tattoo artist might not like Black people. So I didn't clock any of this stuff, but there was a bunch of like Robert E. Lee stuff in the shop that I just didn't notice until we were done. And I was like, the shop had a weird vibe.
What kind of stuff? Like a bust of Robert E. Lee? Like what stuff do you have of Robert E. Lee?
I'd have to ask my friend Evan. And then my other friend Jen, she clocked it too. And I was like, oh boy, am I like desensitized? Like, how come I didn't notice? But there was also bats on the wall. It was a really strange shop.
Are you happy with the tattoo?
No, she did a bad job. It's fine. It's a fine. It was also expensive because she was like, it's a lot of detail. And I was like, it's not that much detail. And then I was like, oh, can you shade it a little bit? And she was like, what do you want shaded? And I was like, I don't know. You're the fucking artist. You tell me what to shade.
Think of so anything.
I was like, just do the outline and then I'll have my girl who's here redo it.
That sucks.
It does. It does. But, you know, things happen. Sometimes
maybe
you
they
have
put
to
the Robert E. Lee stuff.
Hmm?
I was going to say, maybe they put the Robert E. Lee stuff so Black people will, like, willingly not go in. So maybe she just can't do dark skin.
Maybe. Because my friend's tattoo looks better than mine. And he's a white. So, yeah, maybe she's just not no bueno at it. She's like, yeah, I'll scare him away with this. And I was like, I can't see anything.
I don't see racism.
But I do love getting tattooed.
Mm-hmm. I had a, it was a free tattoo, so I can't like complain that much, but I got a tattoo of a pizza slice in a hotel because there was a pop-up tattoo artist in the hotel. And, but her thing was like dainty light detail, but that doesn't work on dark skin. And so she did that and she's like, it'll darken over time. And I was like, okay. And I waited a couple of weeks and I was like, no. And so, I wasn't living in LA yet, but when I was back in LA, I went back to the shop and was like, hey, it's not, I can't see it. And so she went back over and made it darker, but she's like, that's my thing though. And I was like, sure. but you gotta understand, like, the palette's different.
Yeah. I mean, she's wrong. Tattoos fade over time. They don't get darker.
Yeah, I don't know why she thought it would.
She was lying to you.
Yeah, I guess she was lying to me.
She woke up that morning and said, I'm gonna lie to a person. And she chose
you. She woke
up
and chose violence.
Wow. That's such a funny little thing on the internet. You woke up this morning and chose violence. And then it's just a picture of a woman being like eating an apple. It's like always something pretty mundane.
Yeah.
We must talk about my new favorite videos that you have introduced me to. Have we spoken about them yet?
No, we haven't.
Okay, Kimmy, Jordan, there are these videos on the internet. I think it's like Dar Studios, but this man makes these videos. They're almost like teachable plays. I don't know.
They're like morality plays.
Just in like a digestible Instagram format. They're like 5 to 10 minutes and there will be a horrifically mean person and then a sad person. And that mean person shouldn't judge a book by its cover. And they'll say that 100 times. And then there'll be a twist at the end. And then there's like a voiceover. They're really incredible.
Yeah. And I've watched so many and now Instagram thinks I like that. And they keep sending me more. Uh-huh. And there's also other people doing these videos. I thought it was just Darman. And then now there's other people. And they all have millions of views. Millions of people are watching.
Earnestly will comment these things. And I'm like, wait, are we earnestly watching them? One of my favorite ones, I didn't send this to you because the audio was truly not very good. And they were clearly in a parking garage, not a car dealership. But they're at this car dealership and there's this like young hotshot who's like trying to sell this limited edition Bentley. Also, things are like everything's a limited edition. And this man comes in, truly dressed fine, but he's like, oh, yuck, poor. And then the woman who's also selling cars was like, well, I'll talk to him. And then she's talking to him. And then this other person comes in with a good suit. And he's like, is that the new limited edition Bentley? And he's like, sure is. He's like, I want it. And he was like, great, let's drop the papers. So then they go in the office. He runs his like credit card and he's like, oh, you don't have, it's not going through. I don't know what's going on. Do you want to pay cash? And he's like, cash? I don't have cash. I need people to think I'm rich. I'm not rich. He's like, you're not rich. And then the lady's been talking to this poor man. And then she was like, yeah, I can show you around the car. Da, da, da. And then he was like, I'll take it. She's like, you will? And at that point, the other guy is back. And he's like, you will? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, you don't have credit. And he's like, I don't need credit. And then opens a duffel bag full of cash. And I was like, this man's carrying around like $100,000. What?
Yeah.
But they're all like, they're so good. I love them.
I love them too. Maybe that's how they get you. Maybe everyone, maybe all 3 million of the viewers are people who are like, really? This video is so on the nose. And then they watch it for 10 minutes mm-hmm. and then they send it to 10 of their friends. Mm-hmm. And now we're all hooked.
Yeah, I've been posting them on my Instagram stories and people keep writing back. They're like, what am I watching? And I'm like, a masterpiece. The one I sent you is like, I think Italian based. Oh my gosh, yeah. This girl's ripping down dresses and she's like, yuck, ugly people work jobs.
It was wild. It just like, I was like, whoa, she's coming at it with a new uh-huh. energy. At least, uh-huh. I mean, the other ones are pretty on the nose, but she was like pushing a woman yes. and was like,
she pushed her down.
I'm the bride of the owner of the shop. I can do whatever uh-huh. I want.
But then it turned out the woman, she was stepping on dresses in front. She ripped up a dress that she had been working on and threw it in her face as she was on the ground. And then you find out that is the shop owner, her fiance's grandmother. These are like mini soap operas. Like truly, soap opera morality. I love them so much. Maybe we should start doing them. We should start doing our own.
I would love that. We got to figure, because most of them are, don't judge a book by its cover. Mm-hmm. I feel like we'll really hit the market if we think of other morals. If we have other lessons, because yes. everyone's getting the same lesson over and over again.
Yeah. Like my absolute favorite one is the boyfriend who is so mean to his fat girlfriend, but then he gets another girlfriend who's thin and she's not great and she doesn't treat him right. And then he says to the fat girlfriend's new boyfriend, he's like, you don't mind dating a girl who's bigger than you? And he's like, no, more love. But she gasps at one point and it made me laugh so much. I rewound it so many times and then I filmed it and then sent you just the gasp.
What did he say to make her gasp? Like, oh, I don't want anyone to know I'm dating a big girl.
Wait, I think I have it. Jordan, Kimmy, I'm going to play it for you. Oh, it's so dumb. I love it so much. I've watched so many of these. Okay. Big girl. Oh, wait. Knowing that I'm dating a big girl. I just love the way... Nobody knows what we're talking about who's listening.
No, I know.
And I do not mind. But just go on Instagram, Darman. Also, he's got a whole YouTube channel. They're perfect. And then I fell down a hole and found one of the girls in the videos acting real.
You did.
And I can't figure out for the life of me if these are actual movies or if she's taking an acting class where they're filming scenes at the end.
Oh, interesting.
Because I did that in acting school.
Oh, okay.
But hers,
I mean,
like,
I guess either way. Hers look good
in comparison to my acting skew ones.
Probably because there's like, we're in LA. I'm guessing she's in LA. Mm-hmm. And then there's like people who want to also direct or edit or whatever. And they're using their skills to make people's stuff look good.
Yeah. It just made me think. I was like, so she's doing this early in her career. And I like texted you this. I was like, does Julia Roberts have like VHSs laying around of like acting scenes that she did with her friends or like short films that are like not good that she's like, you know, I was just like learning how to act in front of a camera.
I hope. And I would really want to see that.
Right. Me too. Because we have a bunch on the internet that are just like sketches that, you know, are around.
Yep. And I hope they stay hidden.
Kimmy on the Keys came up with some moralities for us. Moralities?
Here's a number of English proverbs you could base your sketches on.
Oh, nice. Okay. A penny saved is a penny earned.
A new broom sweeps clean.
Never heard of that before.
Me
what does
either.
That mean? A new broom sweeps clean. So, like, get rid of the old broom?
Oh, here's a good one. This one makes sense. A poor workman always blames his tools.
Ooh.
So that's somebody okay. who's like, who never takes the, like, who never acknowledges mm-hmm. that they're at fault for things.
Right, right.
But the thing is, like, we have to come up with, like, good twists.
That's why I think the broom might be a good one, because the twist is you always get a new broom at the end.
Yeah, you're like, is that floor perpetually dirty? And they're like, it's the broom the whole time.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm sure we could gather a group together to film. Imagine that's where, like, our careers turn.
We make a pivot.
You leave your ABC sitcom to make Instagram videos about morals.
I mean, he might be making a lot of money. We don't know.
He makes a ton of money. He also has his own beauty company that you better believe she was going to buy some stuff and then was like, what are you doing?
Whoa. Yeah, maybe it works.
Sucks you in. He's got a baby, another one on the way. He bought Khloe Kardashian's old house. I know too much.
He bought Khloe Kardashian's old house?
Yeah, in Calabasas. This man has a money.
Okay, yeah, he has money.
So there's right. you know, a market for these videos.
I guess we shouldn't judge a book by its cover.
And that's the lesson we learned. Wait, how's your show going? Have the critics made reviews?
That's a bad sentence. The critics have made reviews. Yes. Yeah, it's like a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is amazing. And people are saying really nice things. And yeah, it's going well. Ratings seem to be good.
Yay! Congratulations, yeah. friend.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I watched it 2 weeks in a row, and then the third week it was on, I had to have dinner with you in person. I couldn't watch you on my TV.
I have to get the real deal.
I don't want her acting. I want to see her be real with me. Oh, boy. I've enjoyed just like living a little bit more since getting vaccinated.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
It's nice.
It's nice.
It's nice to see friends. It's nice to go do things.
I know.
God.
I had to like reel myself in though, because I went to a show, a stand-up show, and you know, people who were vaccinated were like slowly just like keeping the mask off. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to wear this fucking mask anymore. And I had it off. And then I was like, what am I doing? I can't just stand in a circle and talk to people without a mask on.
It is so insane what your brain does. Like, it just conditions you to be like, well, this is the thing we do now.
Yeah.
But I think you can be fully vaccinated. People allegedly can be outside maskless. With other vaccinated people.
Yeah.
And that's good. Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm going to keep wearing my mask around some people. Some people are fucking nasty. And I like it.
I'm also worried about people lying. Like, just being like, I'm vaxxed. You know, how would we know?
Yeah. Yeah. How
I guess
we
you
know?
Could be like, show me your vax card.
Show me. Everyone's like, wow, so Shear's become a real Rudy Huxtable. Just rudely asking to see everything.
Yeah. Show me your card.
Yeah.
Or go home.
I can't imagine people lying about it, though. That seems a little too cray-cray.
There was, I just saw a headline about a woman who is in jail in the Virgin Islands because she lied about her COVID test. I don't know if that means she had COVID or if she lied about getting a COVID test, but she lied and she's in jail.
Wow. Wow. I mean, what a world. I'm pretty upset to be living right now. I'm so mad that this is the time period I have to live through. I mean, come on. But I guess all of them are pretty bad.
There's bad stuff to every time period. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's like if I went back, you know, like racism was pretty heavy.
It gets worse duty. The farther back you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, mm-hmm. do I want to live through racism or a global pandemic? Well, I mean, there's also still racism now.
Yeah, we kind of got both, so.
Yeah. What's in the future, man? Someone, like, tell me. Tell me if it's better there.
I'm sure. I'm sure it'll
it
be better.
It has to be, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be healthy.
Hopefully.
And so will the world. The world will be healthy too.
Hopefully.
And also, racism will be gone.
Yeah.
I honestly can't. Can you visualize a world with no racism? I would love it.
Absolutely not. No.
I honestly can't visualize it.
No, I don't know what that would look like because you have people now who are just like systemic racism doesn't exist. And it's like, you don't, what? How do you not see? It's just, it's very confusing that we all live in such different worlds. And then you got people, I don't know. It's, yeah, I don't know. I truly don't know what that would look like not being followed around a store or.
Yeah, I mean, I can see like, you know, people being treated better, getting more opportunities, this and that. But I can't really picture people not feeling some kind of way against other people.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it would truly just, I guess. Oh, here's how it goes away. Okay. So. Another global pandemic happens, but it's like worse. It wipes out everyone, but like one or two people, and then they have to restart the world. And then it's like, you can't be racist against like your spouse. Like you love that person. That's it. You can't hate, like you can't do that. Right? So I solved it. I solved racism. Everybody gotta go.
Everybody has to go.
Everybody gotta
but then
go.
I feel like, if the world repopulates and there's going to be people who are like, oh, well, now you guys are the shorties. Or, you know, there's going to be a new thing now. You're discriminating against short people or like you guys were born in the woods versus near the water. Or what?
I mean, yeah, I guess water babies would be cooler than woods babies. When you have sticks.
Wow. Because I really am aligning with the woods people.
Are you really? Then we can't be friends at the end of times. So okay.
Stay in the fucking woods,
bitch. I'm taking
you dip. Stay in the water, you wet bitch.
Okay, well, what are you going to be doing? What are you doing? Climbing trees and shit? Sitting there?
Maybe
eating bananas? Bananas grow trees, right?
Maybe I am. Yes, they do. And I would know that because I'm in the woods.
Okay, all right. Oh, my God. Speaking of trees and plants in the woods, I got new tomato plants. I got four new tomato plants.
Nice.
I replanted my strawberries and I was really nervous about it, like so nervous. I was like, because when they root, it's in the soil. So like when you uproot it, they're like, where are my nutrients? Where's the dirt? So I replanted them, but I think they're really taken to this new pot, except I grew one freak strawberry. It grew big, but then it was black on one side. And I was like, I think you're dying. I think you're dead. And then I cut it open. It was white on the inside. And I was like, this is no strawberry I've ever heard of.
Oh, my God.
And it wasn't good to eat. And I don't think I should have eaten it.
I wouldn't have. That strawberry was warning you not to eat it. And you're like, I'm going to try.
My favorite thing is to ignore signs that I shouldn't be doing something.
Oh, my gosh. That strawberry is the answer to that riddle. What's black and white and red all over?
Yeah, it was my strawberry.
It's your strawberry.
Oh my God, who? Stop, no pictures, please. I'm a riddle.
She's a riddle. Leave her alone.
Leave me alone. Stop it. A riddle.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food, healthy grocery store, you can! Make Thrive Market your go-to for your grocery and household essentials. The convenience of getting everything online and quickly shipped to your doorstep is a huge time saver. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. So the filters I use are, I don't want gluten in my belly. So I say, no gluten, because gluten sometimes it hurts my tummy. So I say, less gluten, more not tootin', you know, because sometimes I get farty. Okay, save time and money as the Thrive Market member on every single grocery order. On average, customers save over 30% each time. I love how Thrive Market supports my life and grocery shopping habits. Ooh, they have a Thrive Market brand creamy peanut butter 16-ounce jar. And that's something I like. And then they have Thrive Market grass-fed organic ground beef. Oh boy, it's so yummy and delicious. So save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's T-H-R-I-V-E market.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Oh, should we do a question? I don't think we have time for a quiz.
Yeah, I think we should do a question.
We were just having so much fun. Gip gabbing.
So much saying.
Gip gabbing.
Just gip gabbing away.
Gip gabbing? Gabbing? Is it just gabbing?
Chit-chatting?
Chit-chatting. Uh-oh. I combined gabbing and chit-chatting to gip gabbing.
I like it, though. They were chit-chatting and gip gabbing all day long.
Okay, do you want me to read this?
Yes, please.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. I recently started working a new full-time job, and I'm the only woman and the only non-white person on my team. There are more white men named Steve than women or people of color in my whole company. They also don't know that I'm gay, and I'm scared of how/when that will come up. Sometimes there are jokes or passing comments that make me a little uncomfy, but I don't feel like making a scene, especially because joking around is a huge part of the team's dynamic and company culture. I also just feel like I don't fit in at this job. All the guys talk about is sports and investing. I don't care about those things. It reminds me of how some comedians describe breaking into the comedy entertainment and that industry's culture. Do you guys have any tips on how/when to stand up for yourself, whether to allow things that bug you go unchecked, how to make yourself feel like part of the team when no one else will? Oh boy, I really need to keep that money coming and nobody else was hiring. Love you both. Oh boy, that's tough. Because at least in comedy, you can find a friend. There's going to be somebody there who's like, oh, we kind of align. So maybe that's like pick a person and open up and see if they're your person. That's bad advice.
Yeah. Well, I think the person who aligns with you the most won't know if they don't know you. So if you open up in general and like share stories about your life or your humor or whatever, there's going to be someone that's like, oh, I like her, you know, and then they'll gravitate towards you. And now you got a friend. And hopefully that's a friend that you like. But if you're quiet and not talking when they're talking about sports and investing or whatever they're talking about, then no one's going to know you at all other than just like she's the brown girl that we hired. But we don't, you know, she has no interest as far as we know. And when they're talking about stuff that you don't know about, it's like annoying that no one's bringing you into the conversation. But there are ways that you can like insert yourself in the conversation and be like, oh, well, here's a story that's somewhat related. I don't know. Look for keywords. If something sparks an interest in your head, say it out loud. And now you're in a conversation. Maybe you change the subject. You know, like you got to get in there. Otherwise, you're just going to be sitting there listening to people talk about things you don't care about.
Yeah. When I worked at Lame Giant, my last retail job, I didn't fit in with the girls like in the slightest. So I just kind of kept opening up and allowed them to call me weird. But then I was like, I guess I am weird because I'm not like the other girls. But then they came around and they were like, oh, Nicole, you're being silly again. So they got like used to me. This is also bad advice. I don't know. No, I just like really just kind of showed my true colors and then everyone kind of came around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think opening up is the best option. Because also, like, worst case scenario, you open up and it's people are still not, like, being friendly or, like, buddying up to you. But that, like, that's also what's happening now. So if you do nothing, that'll happen. But you could try and maybe a different result will happen. Or the same result, but at least you tried, you know?
Also, I mean, this might not be fun, but like for me, I think it's fun. So our friend is using she, her pronouns. That was at the end. I didn't read that out loud. They talk a lot about sports. So like sometimes I'll watch a little bit of sports. And then I'll be like, oh, no. And be like, here's a thing I've learned about sports. And then men go, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And then it kind of gets you into a conversation and then you can pivot to something else. And then the conversation kind of keeps going. Sometimes you have to trick people into being interesting or like have a real conversation.
Yeah, because I think that's also like a crutch for some people where they don't actually know how to have a conversation or how to relate to other humans. So they're like sports, weather, something I read on the internet, you know, like they go to just very surfacey things. But maybe you can help break them out of that shell and be like, you can't just only want to talk about sports, you know, like, don't you want to know what Steve's up to on the weekends? Like they probably haven't tried because they don't know how to communicate with each other.
You might start a revolution at this job because like, I feel like a lot of adult men don't have friends outside of like they're like, you know, talking about sports at work. So it's like maybe you'll make friends and then these Steves will be like, I have a lady friend at work and we went to dinner. And their wife will be like, finally, leave me alone.
Someone you can actually talk to. Thank goodness.
I mean,
yeah, like some people will have like my man has friends and he'll hang out with people for like hours and then I'll be like, how's so and so? And then he'll be like, oh, I don't know. And I'm like, what? What were you talking about? What did you guys cover for hours?
I mean, men, I truly don't understand men, but I'm like, I now understand why they like to shoot up places because they're just like, nobody asks me how I'm doing.
They're just pin up energy.
Yeah. I think we solved it.
We solved it. So ask your team how they're doing before they shoot up the office. Yeah. Oh boy.
What?
Oh boy.
Is this?
This looks like it's for you, Nicole.
I think so. Hi, ladies. It's Emily from Pismo Beach. I can't believe this is the actual first time I'm emailing you guys because there have been several occasions I meant to and it never happened, but I'm listening to Nicole asking about expired ranch dressing right now. And I really want her to see these pictures of ranch dressing that expired in 1999. It's black.
Oh no. It's completely black. That's disgusting.
This is not the way ranch is white. ranch is white and creamy. This is the opposite of ranch. I don't know. This
is thank God it's not open.
Yeah. It probably is real stinky too. I mean, I wonder why you would keep a bottle of ranch from 1999 all the way to 2000 this year. Like, that's
maybe
crazy.
Maybe see what happens.
Oh, maybe.
There was some guy who kept a Twinkie for like 15 or 20 years or something like that. And it was still a Twinkie, which is scary. It was
scary.
All the chemicals in it that made it still soft.
Well, this is truly a treat for me to hear and understand. Ranch does go bad. So it's great that I've picked food that goes bad to put in my body.
Yes, there you go. You did a good job. And you just got to make sure you know when it's going bad.
I'll tell you something. I looked on my gallon and I was like, where is the expiration date? And then I put it right back in the refrigerator and said, I'll never know.
Sometimes it's on the bottom, on the side, on the top, on the label. It I'll could be you. Anywhere. Did you do a thorough look?
No, you know I didn't. I looked at the label and I was like, I don't see anything. And then I twisted and I was like, oh, no, there's nothing there either. And then I moved on with my life. Listen, I can't be hung up on when ranch expires.
Okay, next time I come over, I'm going to look at the expiration for you.
Let's see if you remember.
I will. You know what? I will. I'm going to write it down. I'll
Speaking
show you.
Of writing something down. There was an alarm in my phone or in my calendar that said, ask Sashir about getting on a boat. Did I bring this up to you?
You did.
Okay. So we got to get on a boat.
We got to get on a boat. Yeah. Just to, yeah. That was it. To make plans to get on a boat.
Yeah. It was ask Sashir about getting on a boat. And that's what it said in my calendar. One of these days I will help myself out. And I don't know when that's going to be.
Honestly, that was more detailed than some of the notes that you leave yourself.
Yeah, sometimes it just says cheesecake. Don't yeah, you ever get a cheesecake.
Else. No, you no, did you, get you a drop cheesecake. One up. Yeah. you drove, it was a drive-by cheesecake. you drove by, reached out your hand, there was a tiny cheesecake on it, and I took it.
I'm like fun. I'm a lot of fun.
You're a lot of fun.
Oh, boy. Well, you know what was fun? This episode of Best Friends.
This was a fun episode.
Oh, just kidding.
Oh. No, it's just if we're going to end on how fun Nicole is, I do have one more voicemail.
Oh, okay.
I just don't.
Okay, great.
It was such a good segue. Give me 2 seconds.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Sashir. I'm just calling in regards to Nicole's terrorizing of her sister. I just wanted to say I do the exact same thing. not only to my sister, but to my best friends, my close friends, my mother, my father occasionally. And I just think it's not that weird. and maybe it is, but I enjoy it as well. So I'm with you, Nicole. love the podcast. Love both of you. And have a good day. Thank you. Bye.
I love it. I love that people are out here terrorizing people. And I mean, I guess I say terrorize, but like, I think everyone's smiling.
Oh, definitely. It's like fun, happy terrorizing. Yeah, no, it's good. It should be a balance in the population. Some people are going to terrorize their friends, and some people are going to take
it. You know what we can take? More email queries at NicoleandSashir@gmail.com or at the number. I'm not going to correct it. Or at the number 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at the website podswag.com/bestfriends.
Lastly, don't forget to the rate, to the review, and to the subscribe. I did not follow any sort of game on that. I made it bad.
Well, that's the easiest way to support the show. Hello. Oh, no.
Goodbye.
Bye.
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out.
Yada yada.
And bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.